This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The nations speak of peace. They craft agreements, extend hands, and whisper promises of a new stability in the ancient lands. They call it progress. But a watchman does not mistake shimmering mirages for solid ground. We see the shifting sands beneath these accords, a carefully constructed illusion masking a deeper game. A game played by old players, driven by ancient animosities. Consider the allure. What is being offered? Not true reconciliation, not a genuine turning towards righteousness. No, this is self-interest, economic gain, and a calculated strategy to isolate the remnant of Jacob, who benefits most from a fractured Middle East, stable enough to conduct business, yet pliable enough to control. Look closely at those offering outstretched hands. Trace the lines of lineage, the hidden allegiances. You will find the shadow of Edom lengthening across the landscape. Obadiah declared a judgment upon Edom for her pride, for her cruelty towards Israel. This is not a relic of the past, a historical footnote. This is a present reality, a spirit of hostility, of deceit that continues to operate within the descendants of Esau. They will not abandon their ambition to undermine Israel, but they will adapt. They will seek to achieve their aims through more subtle means, economic pressure, political maneuvering, the relentless propagation of false narratives. They offer a gilded cage, a comfortable captivity, hoping to lull Israel into complacency while they tighten their grip. This is the pattern. This is the echo of Obadiah ringing through the ages. The shifting sands are not a departure from prophecy, but a fulfillment of it. Edom's attempts at security are ultimately futile, built on a foundation of deceit and arrogance. Yes, Yahu warned of this, of the futility of seeking peace through alliances built on falsehood, Yes, Yahu 28:18. The weight of that prophecy settles heavily upon these accords. But even as Edom tightens its grip, even as the illusion of peace is meticulously maintained, something else is stirring. Beneath the surface, deep within the hearts of scattered Israel, wellsprings of ancestral memory are beginning to flow. We are witnessing a stirring, an awakening, a recognition of identity, of purpose, that transcends the political machinations of nations. Wellsprings of return, they are calling it. Wellsprings of restoration. These are not merely organizational names, but indicators of a deep, internal shift. A reawakening of the covenant consciousness, a remembering of the promises given to Jacob. It is a process that originates within scattered Israel, a reignition of the flame of faith, preceding any physical regathering or external manifestation. Yeshekel spoke of this, Yeshekel 36:24, of Yahuwah gathering his people from all nations, not through force, but through a renewal of the Spirit. This internal shift is crucial, for it is not the political state of Israel that holds the key to restoration, but covenant Israel, the 12 tribes scattered into all nations, the diaspora, the true remnant. They are the ones whose hearts are being turned towards Yahuwah, whose eyes are being opened to the truth. And as their internal compass recalibrates, as they begin to discern the signs of the times, the illusion of peace offered by Edom will lose its luster. We also see a deliberate obscuring of history, a manufactured curriculum designed to rewrite the past. The Scrolls of Oblivion, they call it, a curated narrative, meticulously crafted to erase the true lineage of nations, to diminish the suffering of Israel, and to elevate the achievements of Edom. Malachi warned of this, Malachi 1:4, of Yahuwah's displeasure with those who distort history and deny the covenant. This is not simply a matter of academic debate. It is a spiritual battle, a war for the minds and hearts of future generations. The harvest is ripening. The judgment on Edom is unfolding before our eyes, and the wellsprings of Israel's return are beginning to overflow. This is the hour for the watchmen to be vigilant, to sound the alarm, and to declare the truth, to expose the deception, to illuminate the path, and to prepare the way for the coming of Mashiach. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.